Well, a little bit closer to racing for the first time. This preparation is written by, that's it, written by the Blue Diamond winner. Ran so well in every race that he went around in as a two-year-old. He's back on Saturday at Caulfield for Graham Begg. Morning to you, Graham.
Morning, Andrew.
Been a really good prep, mate. Every time I've sort of text you, it's all just gone to plan, touching my head as I say it to you.
Yeah, no, we've given him a very slow, steady build-up. He's been in work for about 9 weeks now and taken our time. He had a good break out and we've had pretty faultless preparation so far.
Did he need the break after it was such a superb two-year-old year for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, we were very conscious that he'd had a pretty busy schedule and, young horses, they need time to rejuvenate. Their bodies are changing and, we thought he did a pretty damn good job, so we just afforded him a really long break and we sort of had a good think about where we were going to head to in the spring and it was a bit of a no-brainer, just concentrate on the one thing, that was the Coolmore, which is the first week of November, and give him his opportunity to be right on the mark for that.
You look at a form as a two-year-old, but you sometimes have to go back and look. And I mean, he beat Native Soldier in a Blue Diamond preview or prelude, and we know what Native Soldier did a couple of runs ago. He's been around Uhud all the way along, Sandbar, who runs in the Golden Rose, and we know how strong Esther Jab's form was. I mean, he met some real good quality two-year-olds and beat them.
Yeah, that's correct. And even Encryption rang fifth in the Blue Diamond, who came out and won the Dunhill last
year.
He's been good form lines all the way. You know, it's been integrated between Sydney and Melbourne. So, yeah. You know, so it's always been, the form stood up.
So it's a set weight and penalty race, a three-year-old over 1,000 metres on Saturday. So with that, you carry the 59.5. Are you pending draws and things like that? Are you confident that he can, show up first up?
Oh, look, he'll run very well. He's a very competitive horse. There's no doubt he's got plenty of improvement in him. As I said, we've just taken him along nice and carefully, but we just thought 1,000 metres was just right on the mark for his first up start, and then he's got a few weeks to the Blue Sapphire, and then it's a couple of weeks into the Coolmore.
Yeah, you've really mapped it out too. I mean, it is a stallion-making race, isn't it? Like races like the Golden Rose and the Group 1 Coolmore, they're just there, aren't they?
Well, that's correct, and you've got to take your opportunity. Like, hopefully he'll get his opportunity to actually have a jump out up the straight prior to Coolmore Day, and, after he runs in the Blue Sapphire. So that'll be the plan. Hopefully get him up the straight and give him a look.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're looking forward to seeing him back on Saturday. Written by, we'll wait for the fields to come out. I've got to ask you, because you're keen on social media like myself, I've got to ask you about your dog. It's been through hell down there. Graham, is everything all right?
Yeah, well, he's back on track. Yeah, you know, he got attacked by another dog and he knew he got his neck ripped out, and it's been amazing how he recovered so well, so quickly, in a matter of 6 weeks. But it was pretty horrendous at first. But he had the very, very best of attention, and he's got 9 lives. That dog, he's had a few issues over the past, and he's just another bump along the road.
No, well, as long as he's keeping going, that's the main thing. Wally the dog, he got a plenty of... it was like the donkey with Kim War. Everyone was just hoping everything was going to be okay. Kentucky Flyer, it's running today at Cranbourne.
Yeah, that's right. He's a bit of a gay deceiver. He hasn't won for a while, but he's in good shape and he'll get a good run in the race. And ridden by Clayton Douglas, who's a very adept rider, and, he'll be strong. He needs a strong rider, so he'll stand over him.
And I've got to ask you about the mare, Al Brito, who won at Sandown on the hillside. Your barrier trial back on Monday. You've got her entered for some nice races. You must have a bit of an opinion.
Oh, look, she's very, very much untapped, that mare. Unfortunately, probably the better race is going to come a bit too quick for her, because she had 12 months off, given plenty of time to mature. She can run next week at Flemington in an 1,800-metre fillies and mares race. Which would be ideal. We've been keeping her on the big tracks because she likes time to balance up and find the line. But, she couldn't have been any more impressive in the first two starts for us. And she's certainly a mare of going places.
No, it certainly is. Good luck with that mare. And we'll be watching Written By come Saturday, Graham. We thank you for your time this morning. Keep well.
Pleasure. Thank you.